Yeah, it's gonna get real for y'all, man. Y'all gotta wake up. You gotta want it, cause this ain't no game, you know. You can't come in and be lukewarm, and you wanna, you know, dib in and dab out. You know what I'm saying? And playing around. It's not that. This ain't none of that. This ain't nothing you have been through in the world. The little suffering you've been through in the world, the little pain you've been through in the world, ain't nothing compared to this. Because right here, with our Father, you have to go through everything because you already sinned and transgressed against him. So you have to face your troubles. You have to face, you know what I'm saying, the curses you put on yourself. You have to face the wickedness, those demons, those spiritual principalities. You have to face them because you have allowed them to establish a kingdom inside of you. You know what I'm saying, spiritually. So you have to face them. You know what I'm saying? And our Father is going to get you through as long as you believe in him and do righteous by him. He's going to clean you out and remove them from you. But you have to go through, you know what I'm saying, the karma that you put on yourself. And that's what most people run from. They run from the karma. But the thing about it is, whether you do it today, you know what I'm saying, or you don't, you're going to have to face the karma, you know what I'm saying, when you're gone. So regardless of the fact, you're going to have to face that karma. So it's best to do it now while you're alive and on earth, so that you can get it out the way, so that when you do leave, you can go into eternal life and live peacefully. You know what I'm saying? You won't have to go through this world no more. I go through these troubles no more, because you will have completed everything that our Father has ordained for you to complete, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand that running from your troubles is not a good thing, and running into trouble is not a good thing. The good thing is to stay away from troubles. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from sins. Learn what sins are in the eyes of our Father. Learn what transgressions is in the eyes of our Father. Learn who your enemies are in the eyes of our Father. Learn everything from the eyes of our Father. Learn what he say. Learn how he speak. Learn his ways. You know what I'm saying? Become like him. Because you got to be guided. You know what I'm saying? He giving us the blueprint. We got to be guided. You know what I'm saying? Because if we don't be guided, then guess what? We're going to be lost like we already have been. You know, you're going to obtain somebody else's God. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do that. You don't want to obtain somebody else's God and be stuck with their God and not knowing who your God is, not knowing why you're not progressing in life, or why life always beating you down, or why you always going through something. Every time you up, you go back down. You know what I'm saying? Because you worshiping some other God. You're not worshiping Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? You haven't gave your whole heart over to him. You don't work for him. You work for a heathen. You live for a heathen. Every day you wake up, you do right by a heathen. Your master is a heathen. You're not doing right by our righteous Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? So he can't establish anything for you because you haven't even established anything for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you're going to have people try to pull you back. You know, you're going to have people try to run you away from God. I tell you, you know, you've been brainwashed, you know, all these things. But hey, that's on them. And this all from experience. It's all from experience. That's why I'm speaking on it, because it's from experience. You know, and also it's all in the Bible. So, you know, just read. That's the key thing I could tell y'all to do, is read, pray, and fast. Those three key things. You do those, once you start reading, you'll start learning how to live. You know what I'm saying? Once you start fasting, you'll start feeling good about yourself. And it's not a regular heathen fast where you just don't eat food. When you fast for God, you don't eat food for a certain amount of hours. It could be 6, 8 to 12 hours or 4 hours, depending on, you know, if you new or whatever. So you could do 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours. You could do a full day. You could do a week, however long. You know what I'm saying? But just don't overdo it. I asked the Holy Spirit, you know, how long you should do it. And, you know, you'll feel way better, and life will feel so much better. You'll feel so much looser and lighter, and you know, and as you fast, as you're doing this fast without eating for those amount of hours, you have to pray, and you have to read the Bible, you know. So you pray and you read the Bible throughout your time. So that means, like, no television, no TV, no electronics, none of that. It's just you and God, and, you know, your spouse if you have one, or your children if they're joining, whoever, you know, got joining. And that way you can, you know, tune everything out and give God your full attention, your full intimacy, you know what I'm saying, your full heart, your full love, to show him that you could do without, and it's only you and him, you know, in that time and that space, you know what I'm saying? And you could tell our Father, you know, things that you regret doing, you could repent for things, you could speak his own words to him through the Bible, through prayer, you could cry to him, you could talk to him, everything, anything, you know, it's y'all's secret, it's whatever, you know, just do that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? The more time you get to God, the more time God gives to you. The more he will live in you and dwell in you. Because your body is the temple of God. So if your body is the temple of God, that means he dwells in there. He's there. You know? And you have to live for him. You have to clean out. You know what I'm saying? Clean out yourself. And like, which clean out your mind and clean out, you know, all the wicked things that you used to do. And replace them with spiritual, righteous things. You know? Nice things. The more you do that, the more you'll fall away from this world and not care for the things of this world. And if you do obtain the things of this world, it would be no desire or no lust after them. It would just be, okay, I got it. You know, I know it's temporary, so I don't care about it. But, hey, I got it. I'm rich. I got it. And my Father gave it to me. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? But we don't idolize things and we don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't care about these things. It's just what it is. And you may not understand me now, but sooner or later, you know, as you build yourself into our Father's kingdom, you will see what I'm talking about. It's like really no care towards things, you know. Me and my wife, we really don't do much no more like we used to when we was out of the world. And, you know, it's just part of it, you know. And to our Father give us, you know, things that he want to give us to do, then that's just that. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, we just, you know, we just relax. We just enjoy time with each other, enjoy time with God, you know, and just do things that, you know, we enjoy doing that don't put us into any trouble or any harm, you know. So I mean, you know, this life is difficult when you don't have your God, your true God. It's difficult when you don't have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's difficult when you don't know Yeshua died for your sins. You know what I'm saying? The children of Israel. And many people they just living. You can't just be here living. You can't just think, oh, God put us here just to be here. No, it's not what he did. And he explains what he did, why he did, and what he will do and shall do. And what already has been done. You know what I'm saying? He let you know all things. So any questions you have, anything that you have in your mind, you know what I'm saying, that you can't really figure out yourself, or no one has spoke of it to you, it's all written in the Bible. So you really don't have to go to man for anything because it's there. As long as you're reading it, you will see it. You'll find it. Seeking, you shall find. It'll be there waiting on you. Our Father been waiting on you. You ain't been waiting on him. You can't be waiting on him to call you. You can't be waiting on him to choose you. If you repent wholeheartedly, if he asking you to repent wholeheartedly, then he asking for you to be chosen. You see what I'm saying? Because you repented wholeheartedly from the things that you have done. You see what I'm saying? So you have chosen to be called to his kingdom. But you got people all waiting on God, waiting on God. What you waiting on God for? He waiting on you. Father Yahweh waiting on you. If the Bible been here, his words been here, life been existed before you got here, then he's waiting on you, not you waiting on him. You can't be waiting on him. Why would you be waiting on God when his word is right there telling you already what to do? It makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? If you was home, well, all right. So say you going to work, your child is home, right? You left a to-do list for your child on the table. Or you knocked on the door, gave it to him. You said, hey, when you wake up, this is your to-do list. Before I get home, I need this done. Whatever, right? If you get back home and your child hasn't done anything, you ask your child, oh, why you haven't done anything? And they say, oh, I was waiting on you. And you're going to tell them, what you mean you was waiting on me? I woke you up and told you, I gave you a to-do list. I put it right here in your hand. And this is what you was supposed to do before I got home. I told you. And your child don't do it, your child is going to get on punishment or get a whooping or however you take it, you know, Are you, your mercy may be on your time, like, okay, all right, we'll try this tomorrow. It depends on, you know, what type of parent you is. But you're going to do either or, one of those, or whatever else you could possibly think of, you're going to do. And, you know what I'm saying? You expect for your child to do it the next time around. You see what I'm saying? So, our Father already left a to-do list for us. He left His will for us to do. He left His words for us to live by to do. He left His laws, His commandments, His Torah. So, He would not understand if push came to shove and you left this earth. He would not understand if He asked you, if He allowed your mind to question yourself, why didn't you do what Father Yahweh asked you to do? You're not going to know why, because you have not seek His words. You have not obtained the Bible to actually know what to do. When He left it, you can't tell God, oh, I was waiting on you to call me because I wasn't chosen. I've been waiting for you to allow this to happen for me. How? When He say, you, if you don't work, you don't eat. How? When He left His words for you to eat, mentally and spiritually. How? You can't. So basically, you'll be telling God, I'm blaming why I didn't do this on you, because I was waiting for you to choose me or to call me. And I didn't hear you choose me or call me. But clearly you knew that there was a Bible. Clearly you knew that the Bible was the Holy Bible. Clearly you knew that God wrote the Bible. Or, as some people say, man wrote the Bible. But clearly you know that it's the book of life. You know something. You know either or. You know that there's a God. Clearly you know something. You know what I'm saying? Our deceiver. You know, whatever you from, and y'all call the Bible, is there. Clearly you know. You never took the time to give the time. You never took the time out of your life to give the time to our Father for your life. You never did. So how can He understand your excuse for blaming Him for why you did not do? You can't blame Him for why you did not do, as if the same thing with the scenario I gave you. What if your child blamed you for what you told them to do that they didn't do? Oh, I didn't do it because you didn't call me. I didn't do it because I was waiting for you to come home to tell me. Come on now. That don't make no sense. You know? So it's no excuse a person. It's no excuse for why a person cannot do what our Father has asked for us to do, because it's there. It's always been there. It's going to forever be here. After this generation leaves, the next generation is going to come and they're going to have to do the same thing. And our Father is the same today as yesterday. So there's no... If all the prophets knew what to do, if Yeshua knew what to do, clearly, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand. So, for those who have their excuse, oh, God didn't call me, or God didn't choose me, okay, you take that and run with it and see what happens, you know? It's all logical. You have to take the Bible and read it, and it's logical. You have to make it logical. The things that don't make sense, you have to think logically about it. You have to question things. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us wasn't taught to question things. We was taught to take, believe, and that's it. And that's what it is. But you have to question things. Because if you don't question things, then things will run right past you and you'll never understand. And then you'll run away and be like, oh, it just don't make sense. How can this be this and that be that? It just don't make sense. But you have the knowledge of knowing that someone took words out of the Bible. So then you have to make it logical. You have to make it logical. It has to become logical to your mind. It has to make sense. If something don't make sense when someone tell you something, then obviously you're going to have to make it make sense some way, somehow. You're going to have to question them. If somebody said, oh, I am the top scientist of the world, right? And you like, you the top scientist of the world. That's your question. So you the top scientist of the world. They're going to be like, yeah. You're going to be like, how? First off, you're going to be like, how? Like, what make you the top scientist of the world? How do you, then you're going to go, how do you know you're the top scientist of the world? How do you qualify to be the top scientist of the world? What school did you go to? Who was your teacher? Who was your professor? How did you become better than your teacher or your professor? You see what I'm saying? You're going to have all these questions for that person. So how come when you read the Bible, you don't question anything from it? So that then you can seek the Bible to find the answer in it. Everything has to be logical. Everything has to make sense. If it don't make sense, then you have to question it. That person can't come tell you I'm the top scientist of the world and you just automatically believe, like you're gullible to just believe because they said that that's what they is. You just gonna automatically believe? No, you're gonna question them. You're gonna ask them, how do they qualify? What makes you the top scientist of the world? Who told you? What competition you got in? Under what science? Which type of science? You see what I'm saying? You're gonna ask all type of questions. So how can you not question things that don't make sense to you in the Bible? You have to question things. So, you know, you have to look words up. Because you can know the words, you can know what the word T-H-E mean, duh, means from the way he just taught you, but you don't know what T-H-E means when you look it up throughout the dictionary and the thesaurus and the encyclopedia. And the synonym finder, you know, all these things, you have to look it up and get to the root meaning, the root cause of things. If you don't question things, I get to the root cause of things, then you'll never know a thing. You know? So, our Father built us from dust, man. So that means he can make anything happen if he built us from dust. You know what dust is? Nothing. Nothing. He built us from nothing into something. How can you take nothing and turn it into something? That's power. That's power. Just think deeply about that. He built us from dust. Nothing into something. And gave us flesh. Gave us bones. Give us thoughts in our minds. Give us hearts. Give us life. Breathe in our nostrils and give us life. Come on now. You got to make it make sense. You know? Love y'all, man. Hope y'all listen to everything that I say. If it don't make sense, then hey, it makes sense to somebody. Because I know I'm making sense because I know what I know. And hey, this is what my Father taught me, and I'm just giving it out. I'm giving this free knowledge out. I'm giving this free wisdom out. I'm giving it out because I love y'all, and I want y'all to do better, live better, come to my Father's kingdom, come to my Father's home, live there, dwell there, be there forever, eternal life, you know, and just love my Father and just love everything about him like I do, you know. I'm here to spread the love, the joy, the excitement, the happiness, everything, you know. Hey, peace, you know? Love y'all, man. I'm out. Shalom.